Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of August 2017. Supreme Court has ruled that privacy is a fundamental right because it is intrinsic to the right to life. The 9-judge bench also said that right to privacy is intrinsic to the entire fundamental rights chapter of the Constitution. Supreme Court has overruled 8-judge bench judgment in MP Sharma case and 6-judge bench judgment in Karak Singh case, both of which had ruled that privacy is not a fundamental right. Central government has notified that e-commerce operators would be liable to pay goods and services tax, GST, for providing housekeeping services under the new tax regime. Government has clarified that selling of space for ads and print media is leviable to GST at 5%, if ad agency works on principle-to-principle basis. If ad agency sells space for ads as an agent of newspaper on commission basis, it would be liable to pay GST at 18% on sale commission it receives from newspaper. Central government has clarified that services provided by fair price shops to government are exempted from the ambit of new goods and services tax, GST. Central government has exempted services provided by and to Fédération Internationale de Football Association, FIFA, and its subsidiaries directly or indirectly related to any of the events under FIFA U-17 World Cup 2017 to be hosted in India. Central government has notified that limited liability partnerships, LLP, registered under 2008 Act must be considered as a partnership firm or firm under goods and services tax, GST, regime. Government has reduced rate of GST applicable to specified supply of works contract services to 12% from the current 18%. Transport of passengers by motor cab where cost of fuel is included in the consideration charge from service recipient would attract 5% GST. Supreme Court has directed Committee of Administrators, COA, to draft a new constitution for Board of Control for Cricket in view of stubborn resistance by the board and state associations to implement Lodha Committee reforms. Supreme Court has clarified that highway liquor ban imposed by it is not applicable to licensed bars and beverages outlets within municipal area. Supreme Court has dismissed review petitions of AIADMK Interim General Secretary V.K. Shashikala and her relatives Ilavarasi and V.N. Sudhakaran, against their conviction in a disproportionate assets case. Supreme Court has rapped Centre and UP government for trying to destroy the Taj Mahal by not being able to control high levels of pollution. The Apex Court has also expressed concern over the incessant cutting down of trees, which if not stopped soon enough, will significantly damage its beauty. Supreme Court has directed Centre to ensure that the order of court directing security protection to parents of the boy, killed in a road rage case in Manipur, be implemented fully and effectively forthwith. Delhi High Court has dismissed writ petition filed by Justice Karnam challenging the Wires of Contempt of Court Act and against the order dated 12th of May, 2017 of Registrar, Judicial 1, of Supreme Court of India. Delhi High Court has ordered Internal Complaints Committee, ICC, to complete inquiry into complaints of sexual harassment against Ashok Kumar Singh, a teaching staff at Dial Singh Evening College, within 3 months, while strictly abiding by the principles of natural justice. Bombay High Court, while rejecting state government's stand that silence zones do not exist in state as of now, has said that its 2016 order declaring areas near hospitals, schools, colleges and courts as silence zones shall continue to operate. Kerala High Court has upheld the discharge of Kerala Chief Minister Pinari Vijayan in SNC-Lavalin graft case, saying that CBI had wrongly picked him as prima facie, there was no case against him. Madhya Pradesh High Court has served notices on a petition seeking direction to trace and cancel admission of candidates who belong to other states allegedly deceitfully secured admission on the seats of state quota by furnishing wrong, information of their domicile.